From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. About 300 California prison inmates have been sentenced to life without parole for crimes they committed while teenagers. As Amy Quinton reports from Sacramento, a new law will give some of them a second chance.
Inmates sentenced as juveniles who have served at least 15 years can petition a judge for resentencing under the new law. A judge could then reduce the sentence to 25 years to life if the inmate shows remorse and is taking steps toward rehabilitation. Democratic Senator Leland Yee authored the bill. He says the state shouldn't lock up kids and throw away the key.
Not a whole lot of evidence exists that these kinds of sentences, you know, really deters anybody from doing anything whatsoever. I think we need to be a little bit more understanding, enlightened, and really look to the future of our society.
Opponents say the law is unfair to victims' families. Yee succeeded in getting the legislation passed only after excluding juveniles who tortured their victims or killed a public safety official. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
It may have been the busiest time of year for Santa, but it's still the busiest time of year for California's Department of Finance. Employees there don't get the holiday season off like other state workers. They're too busy translating California's budget into legislative language. State law requires the governor to submit his budget proposal by January 10th.
It's late nights, it's Saturdays, it's Sundays. And so a lot of our folks, their toughest time of the year is in December.
H.D. Palmer is with the department. He says that means hundreds of decisions and deadlines.
We haven't done any type of scientific research on it, but we have a strong hunch that the employees of the Department of Finance are probably some of the highest propensity online and catalog shoppers of anyone in state government.
There is one Christmas gift this year. Palmer says to expect a significantly lower budget deficit than in years past. That's the